What's up, guys, and welcome to Game Nights and Hard Talks.
Join us, August and Elena, for a unique blend of casual gaming sessions and heartfelt conversations.
We really love playing games and wanted to document the time we spend playing together, along with capturing the conversations we have.
Our goal is to create a community of people who crave authentic stories and connections with others while also enjoying some good gameplay.
So let's keep the dice rolling and jump into the episode. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Game Nights and Hard Talks.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Episode 11, baby.
Actually, episode 12.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did I miscount?
It's episode 12, right?
I'm going to check.
Okay. Well, welcome back. I'm actually really excited to play a board game tonight. This week has been busy so far, and so it'll be nice to just sit back, talk. I know you prepared the stuff today, so I don't know what we're playing.
I know, and I will give you the hint after
you check what episode?
The short messages. Yes, I need to check the episode. I mean, it's not like this is most... Okay, it is episode 12. You were right. I don't know why I put 11. I will change that. So it's a little confusing. But we shall jump into the guessing game.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get this. Okay. So in this game of chance and strategies, players select champions with distinct powers, rolling the dice to unleash attacks, defend against foes, and trigger special abilities. As combatants clash in fierce battles, victory hinges on cunning tactics and well-timed rolls. Will you emerge triumphant as the ultimate ruler of the dice?
Is this Dice Throne?
It is Dice
Throne. Ah, yeah. Nice. That was pretty good.
Grab it.
Let's get it. You guys got to see these boxes. These boxes were probably the biggest board game I had seen ever when I first started dating August. He was like, hey, guys, like here's some board games that I have. And I'm like, shit, this is a board game? Look at these babies. Nice and thick. So for those of you who are listening, think like a super big dictionary that's really tall and really thick, because the boxes are shaped like a book, and the design is like a book.
Yeah, and then there's two boxes, like she's saying.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Season one, and then there's season two. Came out different years. I didn't look exactly up when they were made, apart from each other, but they're just like each season has a different set of heroes that come with it. I know that the company which published this game is I hope I say this right, Roxley Games.
Mm-hmm.
They're making a Marvel version of it.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Iron Man, Captain America, things like that.
Yeah, I actually think it's already out.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. It was designed by Nate. Oh, again, sorry. Chatelier and Manny Tremblay.
And Gavin Brown.
Gavin Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They did a fantastic job with this game. I like it a lot. It does take a little bit to get into, to learn. Like, it's a little... takes a little extra brain power. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get it set up, and then we'll get started. And what are we talking about today?
You will find that out in a second. No, we're going to be talking about this. I just bumped the mic with the box.
That's what I say. Maybe wait to set this up until we're done explaining, because this is probably all.
Yeah, let's set this up. And
okay. Wait, no, I gotta see the characters.
Oh, right. I'm playing the vampire.
I played the monk. I have not played the paladin. I played the ninja, the treant, shadow thief, pyromancer, moon elf. You're playing the vampire? I think I played the vampire, the seraph. I played him, tactician.
I've played everybody.
I have not played the Tactician.
Up until this
point. And the Paladin. So, I think I will take Sir Paladin.
The Paladin.
Ow. How are we going to roll the dice and make sure that it's not too loud? Do you have?
I have a tray.
Yeah.
I can go down.
Ooh, he's got a lot.
Go.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay, let me just read what he does.
We can keep this game shorter too by just doing 35 health.
Sure.
And set your skill points at 2, not 4.
That blessing of divinity is pretty cool.
Okay, you ready to go?
Just a second.
I'm on player now. That's kind of fun.
Okay. I am ready.
I paused it, so I didn't have to cut this all out, but
sorry about that.
Okay. So, I guess let's just cut our... What character did you end up picking?
I am playing the Paladin. So how many characters are there total in this?
There's 8 per box. So that makes the total 16 characters.
Awesome. And I've played every single one of them except 2. And so the Paladin and the Tactician. So I'm playing the Paladin today. And the next time we play, I'll play the Tactician.
Yeah, I am playing the Vampire Lord. I've tried every character at least once. I'd say the Vampire Lord is probably one of my more favorite of the bunch.
I like the pirate.
She is pretty fun to play.
Yeah. It's a little bit of risk in there.
A little bit of chance, but you don't like plunder, which is weird.
Good old plunder.
Anyway, here's a fun little fact. This I got off of the actual Dice Throne website. The game, when they describe it to new players, is also, like, they call it also the Yahtzee meets Magic the Gathering game.
Yahtzee meets Magic the Gathering.
Do you know what Magic the Gathering is?
It's a card game, right?
Yes. I don't know much more. I don't know how you describe it, but it's similar to, in a sense of, like, you have a deck, a battle deck, and you battle another opponent with their own unique deck. And
kind of like Pokemon.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And I can see why that is, because Yahtzee has dice. We got, everybody has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dice. I love how the dice is unique for each character.
Yes.
And then we each have our own deck of cards. Yes. Too. So that makes sense. I like that.
To upgrade the different abilities so they do different, more damage, or you gain extra abilities sometimes.
Yeah, so we have a board in front of us. We each have a different board for the characters that we play. They have different abilities, and our dice roll will determine what abilities we can do and not do. And we're trying to attack each other and be the last man standing. You can play with teams, though.
Yep, they have team modes. They also have a adventure mode.
Oh, yeah, we played that one.
With Damon and Chris.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I do want to eventually get it, because I want to play it some more, because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I've just been lately in the mood for more cooperative-oriented games.
Fair.
But competitive ones are always fun.
Yep.
Now, how would you describe this to a child?
How would I describe this game to a child? Oh, man. Okay. I would probably tell them that your character has a lot of different things that they can do, but you can't do them based off of your choice. The dice have to tell you which ones they can do, and you can reroll your dice up to 3 times to try and get the outcome that you want. But most of the time, it doesn't end up going the way that you want always.
So, fair.
And then you have a health pool, and your goal is to be the last man standing out of everybody who's playing. How did I do?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Nice.
Thanks. Short, simple, and sweet, which is how you should keep it with children, because I don't like when grown-ups talk. Who would you recommend the game for?
I think that this is actually a really good game for big groups, because you can play with all 16 characters at the same time. Could you?
I don't think they have that in the rules, but you probably could.
Now that I'm thinking about it, the one downside to this game is that it would be nice if they had created a way for people to go at the same time. Like, you know how Wingspan, you can play both at the same time. Yeah. I feel like that would be nice if there was some way that we could do this within this game, because it does, once you start playing with a lot of people, it starts to feel like your turn takes years to get back to you. And so you're like, okay, I went, and now 15 minutes later, I'm finally getting back to my turn.
Yeah. Well, and I think the idea with the cards, that's why they have cards and the different timings, is to keep people still involved with another player's turn. We just most of the time don't have the economy, like as in combat points, to sustain that kind of interaction.
Right,
sometimes.
You have to pay to use cards that you can use to affect other players.
Some cards are free to play because they cost 0. But yeah, I think that's what they were going with the cards. Maybe we're doing it wrong, but it kind of fell a little flat.
Yeah, I would say that. So actually, I would recommend this to a solid, like, core 4 group of player that you have, like 4 player group that you have. Those are always going to be pretty good for games like this. Like,
I was going to say 2 to 8.
Okay, yeah.
But
I would say, like, you know how you can have like a core 4?
Yeah, the core 4.
The core 4 could be a good, always a good thing to play games with. But yeah, it could be good.
Yeah.
It would be a long game, but if you have got people who are down for it, then yeah, I would say yeah, for sure.
And then obviously for people who like, you know, hero type games and then strategy games with a little bit of luck because you're rolling dice.
and combat, you know, like this isn't collaborative.
Yeah, it's a very competitive game.
Very competitive.
Unless you have the adventurous version.
Yeah, or unless you play teams. But still, it's competitive.
It's team-building. Yeah.
Cool. Shall we get started?
We shall. And the topic that I thought of was this thing called Courage Over Comfort from Brené Brown.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that to me today. And
while I was planning this episode, I was doing a client's episode at the same time and just looking up. And then I was like, oh, who's this person he mentioned? And her name was Brené Brown.
Yeah.
Did a little Google search and I clicked on this like one little drop down thing. I can't remember what the question was, like, what is Brené Brown's theme this year? I think it was or something. Uh-huh. Or like, what is she kind of like promoting, I guess.
Right.
And it was Courage Over Comfort.
Hmm. And I like it.
Weirdly liked it. Yeah.
I've heard her do a TED talk before. And she's also written a lot of like best-selling books.
Yeah.
Okay. How much, remind me how many cards we start with.
5, I believe. I could be wrong.
All right.
And we shall see who goes first.
Okay. We roll.
Oh, like you are going first.
Oh man. But we had low rolls.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't draw a card, right? Because, or do I?
No, first player does not.
Okay.
So you will skip your income phase.
Okay.
So anyway, what are your thoughts on this Courage Over Comfort? Like, what is that? When you hear that, what do you think it means? Or what does it mean to you?
Hold on real quick. Do I get a CP?
No, you skip your income.
Oh, I skip my income phase.
Now you go to your main phase, and this is where you can play or sell cards. Selling cards will give you CPs.
Got it. Okay. Got it. That makes sense. All right. I'm going to go. Well, for me, Courage Over Comfort. I like that a lot because, one, I'm super big into growth and, like, pursuing growth on every single level of life. And I feel like that saying right there just captures everything we've done so far in our relationship and with our traveling.
Yeah, I figured you would like it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it would resonate with you very, very well.
Yeah, it does. Because you think about, like, us leaving, guys, crazy stats of people who just do not travel. And I thought it was just like US, but I was talking to one of my friends who lives in Belgium and he's like, yeah, nobody in Belgium travels. And then I got on with another friend of mine who actually does travel all over the place. And she's like, you'd be surprised. Like, you're not going to see many Americans once you start to get into those Asia countries. You know, you get past like London, right? And it's like, literally there's just not very many and people just don't travel. And I think it's because they're viewing it potentially from the comfort. They want the comfort side rather than tapping into the courage side. And there's just, I think, a lot to be missed out on if you're not tapping into the courage side of things. But what did you think of it?
I thought of a very similar thing of this, like, kind of idea of embracing hard things, you know, doing things that push you out of your comfort zone. I just didn't like how it was worded, but seeing courage over comfort, I like the word courage, you know, and at least it's well with me, and definitely have to have a lot of courage for RagBrag coming up.
Yeah. I've been a little bit nervous about it.
Me too.
I'm going to be doing a small straight if you want to change that. It's 6 defendable damage.
Yeah, sure. You know.
Okay, so 6 defendable damage.
All right. I inflict bleed on you.
No, what does bleed do?
You bleed slowly.
Can I get rid of it?
Yes.
How?
By rolling a 5 or a 6.
Oh, in my turn?
on your on your upkeep phase. So you don't take damage right now. And then I take six.
Yep, 29. Six. Yeah, but we will definitely need a lot of Gurge for Ragbri.
Yeah, it's a week-long event, and we're biking like 100 miles every day.
Yeah.
And well, I guess not every single day, but...
No, it's going to range pretty pretty widely, but we just are not experienced bikers. Wait, how many CP were we supposed to start with?
Two.
Oh, okay. We're just not very experienced bikers. And so based off of everything we've heard so far, people are like, don't do it. Like, it's not a good idea. I can't believe we're doing it on a tandem, all the things. But, you know, I think that's what makes it worth it. It makes it, you know, just even more intentional.
So I get two.
Holy cow, bringing in all the monies.
And I'm spending one to draw two more cards. Okay, I'll upgrade that. Two. And that is all I'm going to do for that.
And if we have any pauses like this, I'm just...
Yeah, I'll clip them out.
Cool. Because we still want the conversation to flow naturally. But without like trying to feel like we have to talk all the time.
Yeah, but since this courage over comfort kind of embodies, you know, you doing hard shit, I don't think we've talked about this on a podcast episode yet. But where did this start for you? Or like, where did you wanting to embody doing hard shit come from?
That's a good question.
Hey guys, real quick, are you worried about missing an episode? We just barely started our new Game Nights and Heart Talks newsletter, where you'll be the first to know when a new episode drops, along with getting access to exclusive stories about each episode. So if you want to join us and stay in the loop, we would love to have you, and go ahead and subscribe by clicking the link in the description. Let's jump back in.
Interesting. Where did it come from? I think, like, when I think back to when I was younger, like a kid, I was always like super eager to do things that pushed me. I don't know exactly why, though. Why I did that.
Oh, really? Surprising.
I mean, I just, it reminds me of, you remember in Demon Slayer, the movie with Rengoku. What was that one called again?
I think it's Mugen Train or Mungen Train, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, that one. You remember when he has the flashback to his mom dying next to, and he's sitting next to her, and she tells him, she tells him essentially, like, you are strong to help others be strong. You remember that part?
Vaguely.
Yeah. And like, you have strength inside you to help others be strong as well. Mm-hmm. There's just like something in that, like, I was like, yeah, that is me. Like, that, I think I relate to that, because I've always been very, very strong-willed in what I'm doing, just I think as a natural personality trait. Oftentimes people told me that I was bossy, so I thought it was a bad thing. But I think now it's just, I knew what I wanted, and yeah, sometimes it was a little bit bossy. I can be a little bit controlling sometimes, but I think that there is positive sides to it in terms of being headstrong about what I'm doing, being stubborn about it, not just quitting easily. And that's something that I personally do because it helps me build self-respect for me. And that is what is important to me, is being able to feel good about myself when I'm by myself. And I have a pretty high standard, and so I often don't feel good about myself when I'm by myself. But that's one way that I'm working on it, is to be To build respect by doing hard things and showing myself that I can continue with things that I commit to.
Nice.
Yeah, it I does.
Mean, I overdid that because we've had that conversation. I just don't think we've done an episode on it or talked about it in any form on social media. Oh, hey, do you bleed?
Oh, bleed, yes.
As you're bleeding, you got to roll one dice.
Oh, yes.
And you take one damage.
Okay.
It doesn't
go away.
Doesn't go away. Only on a five and a six.
Okay. So yeah, that's something that means a lot to me.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I up until meeting you at this point, I was probably not that kind of person who would pursue hard things necessarily. I think the hardest thing that I did pursue, which, you know, might surprise a lot of people, I went professional in dance, and that was probably the hardest thing I've done ever. Oh, you're going to go for another small straight?
No, probably not.
But yeah, that's my journey, the most difficult part of it.
Well, you got to explain that a little bit more. You just were like, no, I'm done. that was a big portion of your life.
It was, because every time I talk about how long I've been dancing, it for some reason feels like it's changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably been like 15 years. I can't remember.
I'm doing mighty prayer.
Okay. All right, please hold on this.
I was going to say, you got to tell us about the hardest thing you've done up to this point. I mean, would you say that dance was harder than traveling? Probably in different ways.
Yeah, it's so interesting when people compare like two drastically different things. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything. And
you take 3 undefendable damage.
Because it's like everything has its own unique challenges associated with it. But yeah, I just 1 year decided, you know, I was done with the amateur scene with dance because I was playing the musical partners game. I always change partners like every single season, and I got a little tired of doing that. And Michael was like, "Hey, I got a girl for you, but you're gonna have to go pro."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, screw it. Why not? Let's just do it."
Yeah.
And so, like, the decision to go through it with it was like that. But then, you know, I had to go through the process to get registered, get me like costumes and shoes, and I was like, holy crap.
That's interesting. You kind of have a pattern of like big decisions are often made like super quick, right? Like, I think of the decision to move in together, it was like, I asked you, like, hey, you want to move in with me? And you're like, yeah. And then you moved the next day.
I did.
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot with my life. I don't really think about it until I'm actually in the situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Probably a little bit of both, because then you don't get the overthinking side of it, but then you also sometimes don't plan through.
Well, and I think that's why, you know, I'm trying not to live my life more, and like, I want to live my life more with courage over comfort, because it's like when I'm in those situations where I do overthink, I will say no. Like, 9 times out of 10. I start thinking about it, I will say no, because I start to spiral. Like, my brain goes down this rabbit hole and just thinks of all these different scenarios that probably won't happen.
Right.
At all. And yet it scares me out of the decision instead of pushes me into it.
Yeah.
And so I think this is maybe just a defense mechanism or just something I've started doing, that where I'm like, yeah, don't think about it. Just say what comes to mind first. And most of the time it's yes.
Yeah.
Do I regret it? No.
Yeah.
Because moving across the country, when you asked me that, was such a shock. But
like you weren't expecting me to?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to move across the country. You know, I was expecting, oh, yeah, I'm going to date this girl, eventually get married, you know, have a comfortable life here in Utah. And then
Wait, when were you thinking this?
I think, honestly, it was probably a few weeks before you popped that question of like, hey, I'm going to move to Florida. You're welcome to come along.
So we had been dating for...
I think like 6 months, maybe. Eight?
Eight, I think.
Eight months. Eight months at that point. And I was just like, okay. And you're like, you can think about it. Let me know soon. Or like,
you can think about it. Let me know in 4 minutes.
Okay. And so, yeah, that one I did actually think a little bit more, but
yeah,
the thought of just moving didn't scare me.
Right.
As much, you know, because I was going to be with you and life was going to be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just basically how my decisions happen is I just, I look at my current, like the current situation I'm in and I'm like, do I like this? And when I answer no, I'm like, yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into this new thing and see where it takes me.
Yeah.
Because I think I view it and I'm like, it's going to be better than what's going on right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Again, don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Mm. Anyway, I'll continue my turn.
I've just been curious to see what you're going to do.
Yeah, I'm still like on my income phase. I drew a card and now I will just keep this and move on to my roll phase. I also have to pay attention to what my blood power does. Oy. Why not? Whoa. Okay. I will.
Oh boy. We've got an ultimate.
We potentially have an ultimate. I'm going to spend two to turn this into a six to activate my ultimate. Are you able to change it? If not, it will activate and there's nothing you can do beyond it.
Yes. So is this, can I play this one?
That's like a benefit to help you. It's not like forcing me to roll. It would say that in the text.
Oh, okay. Yes, this one I can do. Because I'm going to make you try again. Can I re-roll them?
No.
Yeah, it says you are a chosen player.
You are a chosen teammate. I'm not a teammate.
What? All right. No, I can't do anything then.
Ka-ching!
Done.
I will also spend... actually, I'm going to keep my blood power. Again, actually, I do need to spend one. So I will spend one blood power to increase the damage by two. So you're going to take 12.
Okay.
And then search your deck for any one card. Put it in your hand and then shuffle your deck. Oh, this is fun. Whoa, this is weird. I think I'm going to just search my deck. When I say it like that. I'm going to grab this one. Did you take 10?
And no, I'm taking 12, right?
Oh, you're taking 12, yes. Look at you staying honest. That's fun.
Yeah, super fun.
And then it moves into my new main phase, and I will spend 3 blood power. That's 3 tokens to then look to draw 2. And then I may discard any card from my hand, which I will need to discard. I think I will discard this card. And that is my turn. Is that right?
Okay, so I've got to roll for the blood. Nope.
You bleed 1.
Okay, we're going to draw here.
That counts as a roll.
No, it doesn't. I'm just putting them in the dice tray. Okay.
So yeah, but other than that, I don't really have anything much beyond Return to Overcomfort.
I mean, why do you like it so much? Because you asked why I like it.
I think it just, like, again, the word courage speaks to me a little bit more so than, you know, you, like how you were like, you had the identity or you attached that phrase of just doing hard shit.
Yeah, I'm done.
Also, you didn't ask if I could change that.
I'm assuming you didn't want to change it. I'm just gaining CP.
I didn't. Yeah, you're right. So, like, yeah, there's that. Like, it spoke to me in that sense, and that's why I like it. And it encapsulates kind of, like, the livelihood or this, yeah, the lifestyle I want to live or that we're living together to do hard shit.
Yeah.
Or have courage over comfort.
Right.
And like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with comfort. You know, being comfortable is nice, but, you know.
It is nice.
Excuse me, is it my turn or are you?
No, I'm still in my main phase.
What are you doing?
Still in my main phase.
I'm literally talking and I'm watching this, like, turn dials, she turns her combat points up to 7, then her health goes up to 24. I'm like, what are you, what?
I'm like, healing because I'm blessed.
Oh, you're blessed, are ya? I think this is fitting. I'm a vampire, you're a paladin, you know, you're a warrior of light, I'm a creature of darkness.
Yeah, I know, pretty nice.
Pretty nice. Yeah. the genders are flip because she's playing an old man. I'm playing
He's not old. Well, he's kind of.
I'm playing an old woman. You know, vampires, they're old.
She does not look old, though.
No, she does not. My turn. Okay. Bidding. Because I don't have an upkeep face.
So when have been some times that you have chose comfort over courage?
Well, I told you this one earlier today, but for the viewers and listeners, it was a time I went to a friend's wedding. I believe it was Carlos Virgin. I guess his last name is Virgin. Yeah, I went to his wedding, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, you do the whole, like, traditional, like, everyone does the speech, you listen, you eat, and then dancing happens.
All right, hold on.
We'll play the game right now. I'll probably cut this out.
Yeah. We forgot that happens.
I did forget. That's my bad.
That's okay.
What does your stiff do?
You could say. Deals damage and protects in accuracy. Makes it undefendable.
I see. I am gonna sell.
Also, do you want to play Wingspan after this? I've been wanting to play it.
After this? That's very late.
Just a quick game.
I'm going to spin this.
It'll go faster.
And I will... I use this to inflict Mesmer.
What does this do?
A player with this token may spend it. Roll one. Oh. I gain Mesmer, sorry. So I can spend it during one of your like roll offensive roll or defensive roll to force you to roll one dice if I roll high enough.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, also you're bleeding. Again.
How many of these can I have? Okay.
Oh, that's it.
Do I roll individually for them?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's that. Move into this phase. No, that's not a roll that I totally love. Could just deal 5 damage. I'm going to do a small string.
Yep.
You don't want to chain it?
Nope.
Okay.
How long does this go for?
I don't
know. None of this will get.
I don't think, like, you'll hear it, but I can probably reduce it with audio.
Okay. That sounds good.
Anyway, so I will continue with the story of my friend's wedding. So... as the night went on, you know, eventually get to this dancing and everyone gets up and starts just dancing and like eventually form this dance circle where, you know, one person or a couple is in the center just having a good time dancing. And there's this one really good ballroom dancer that, you know, was there. And I was like, I don't understand how you know this person. I found it weird, but that's irrelevant. And he was dancing and doing like this fancy like twirling and stuff. Simple, easy stuff. And my friends were trying to like get me to go out and do that too. You know, grab a girl and twirl around. But I said no.
Yeah.
I was comfortable staying behind the scenes. You know, I didn't want to put myself out there in the open because of, it's this idea of also being judged,
yeah,
you know, for looking dumb. And I wasn't confident in my skills as a dancer.
Right.
So, can't do that. So, that's exciting. 7 damage, you can defend. I also inflict another bleed, but since you can't be bled more.
Okay. So you take, and I'm also going to do this. So you take 5 damage back, and then I gain.
Why do I take 5?
Because 1 here, and then you take half the damage being dealt back to me. So that's 4, because it's rounded up. So ow. 4 or 5.
That hurts.
Ching, ching, don't hit me. Stupid, the Lord will smite you.
Stupid shield.
Oh, and I take 7.
Yes, you take 7. That's, I know that seems small, but it's one that sticks out to me.
Why is it so memorable to you?
Because I think I went home afterwards and I was just like, man, I should have
done that. Mm-hmm.
I guess I've never really had an opportunity to do that kind of thing again.
Oh, sorry, I've got a roll. Do I roll separately for each bleed? Okay, that one, no. That one, yeah, yes.
Take
damage.
I inflict another bleed. Just kidding. What about you? Was there a time you chose comfort over doing hard shit?
You get to bleed yourself.
That's not nice. I'm a vampire. I don't bleed.
Let's see. Is there a time that I chose comfort?
Oh, I have to sell one of these. Oh, no. These are all used cards.
I'm going to discard that to get one. Okay, I'm ready. So you asked me if there's a time that I chose discomfort over or
comfort over
courage.
Yeah.
Let me take my turn and you tell me a time that you chose courage over comfort and then I'll tell mine.
Well, that's easy. I'm moving across the country with you.
Yeah.
Going pro was another time where I was like, screw it. Cool. I'm spending 2 blood power to get rid of the bleed.
Okay. Do that to roll. I can re-roll 2 more times.
Okay. Are you going for your ult?
Maybe. It's not coming now, so.
Tends to happen. I'm surprised they got mine that quick. I think that's the third time I've got an ultimate in the game. And I've played this a lot.
I've gotten ultimates actually quite a lot.
Like, yeah, you're also you have like the angel of luck on your side all the time for some reason. Yeah, fun little story. Real quick. This has nothing to do with courage or over comfort. It's just simply Elena's super lucky. We do this little thing like every Super Bowl or a big like race or competition. We always bet on a specific team or a specific horse and be like, all right, if my horse wins, you buy me a league skin. Yes. It's always league skins, which are like $10.
You guys
say
what League of Legends is, though.
For those of you that don't know what League of Legends is, it's a online, massive, competitive multiplayer game. Where it's 5-on-5, that's the best I can explain it. They have champions, you pick a champion, everyone has their favorites, and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, that's the very simple, short way to explain it.
Okay, I'm just doing a small straight.
Cool, I'm not going to
bother. Okay.
I can't change it.
So I hit one.
Anyway, actually, I'm going to spend this. I get a 5 or a 6, you re-roll a die, I choose. I got a 1, so.
Okay.
My seductive skills.
Did not work on me.
Because you are a man of the faith.
Okay.
Sword. Anyway. We've done a total of 7 bets. And she's won 6. Now, not like 3, and then I won 1. It was 6 in a row.
Yeah.
And then I finally won 1, but it was like, if any of you saw the recent Super Bowl of the Chiefs versus the 49ers, yeah, they squeaked out a win just barely.
Overtime. Oh, man. We were on the edge of our seats. It was intense.
I don't think I've ever celebrated.
I know. You and McCade were so happy.
Any time of that, because it was like, the curse is lifted. It's probably not. It's just like a little, like we won once and then you're going to win 6 more again. Anyway, that's Elena. That's Elena's luck.
Well, I think the luck is continuing because I'm doing 10 undefendable damage to you.
Why?
Because I'm doing 6 here and then I'm critting it for 4 and then I'm making it undefendable. Boom. Dead.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That was practically an ult right there.
It was an ult.
Well, no, I didn't get these 2 things.
I was ready to roll and, you know, potentially steal health. But I guess not. All right, my turn, right?
It is your turn. I'm done.
Okay.
So I just kicked your butt.
Grab one.
You cannot fight against the light of the Lord.
I'm just gonna sell this for another token.
That's you being pissy.
Yeah.
That was actually what some of our first fights were about, was either board game rules or we got really competitive with board games.
Oh, we get so upset. It's like one of us decided to do like the smallest inconvenience like too.
In Everdell, play a fool in your city and you're like, I hate you so much.
Because it's minus two. It's like, why would you do that? Play on the other person or don't play it at all.
I was going to say, it's good that we've started to overcome that because, yeah, we're being a little babyish.
A little? Very.
That's a lot of ones, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
And reroll all of them.
I got a large straight.
Well, I can't do anything to change it, so.
Cool. What does it do? Oh, cool. I'm also going to spend this blood token, or blood power, to make it 10 damage. But I get one back.
No.
I inflict a bleed.
Get your bleed off of me.
I don't have Mesmer, unfortunately, because I could make it undefendable, but I don't. So, 10 damage. But it's blockable if you'd like.
Okay. So I'm going to do better die where I can perform an additional roll attempt of up to 5 dice during the defensive roll phase.
So you get just one extra roll for the defensive roll.
Okay. Got it.
Because some characters have 5 dice that they can roll.
Okay, so I'm preventing...
Total of 4. So you take 6.
2.
Anyway, that's the short version of... Or, yeah, it's the short version of Elena, you know, just always getting lucky and stuff.
No, wait, hold on. 2. Oh, yeah, 4.
4, yes, math.
Oh, okay, so I take 6.
You take 6.
Damn it.
And then back to my main phase.
Yeah, so I'm pretty lucky, I guess.
I'm going to sell this card. Okay.
My turn?
Your turn.
All right, got to do my... I know, I'm doing my bleed.
Ah, bleed, sucker.
Stupid. I'm going to get rid of this to get another one. Okay, I'm going.
What am I going for? Oh, I guess whatever that is.
That one's not bad,
but
I guess.
Anyway, don't dodge the question. You got to answer, what did you choose that was comfortable over carriage?
Oh, damn it.
You able to do anything? Does not look like it.
Don't want to use that, so nope, I can't.
Go back to your main phase?
I'm dead.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Something that I decided to do that was comfortable. I think for me, a lot of the comfort comes from food. So I will choose like to eat things that I should not be eating based off of my goals.
Right.
And we'll choose that. Like sometimes I'll compromise like what we plan for the budget and have gone like, oh, it's okay. I know we said that we should only spend this month, but... it's fine. Just a lot of compromising to be done. Same like when I decide not to go to the gym. So mine happens more on like a daily basis. Or not a daily basis, but within the daily activities that happen throughout the day. It's just like little compromises here and there, which then causes me to lose self-respect. Because it's like... because I'm not doing what I said I was going to do. So I think that that's like an example on a daily basis.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I feel that on the same with it's more of the gym.
Yeah.
Not particularly food.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's definitely with the gym. There are days where I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go to the gym today. I want to sit. I want to chill.
Yeah.
But it's just like every time I get done with the gym, I always feel good.
Super good. And inside, like, you feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gouging me?
Yeah, because I was shooting for Ren, but I got a gouge. So I'm dealing 5 damage.
Defendable, right?
Yes. So you could, like, block all of it. Oh, you block 4 of it.
Yeah, I do.
So you take one.
Okay. Got it.
Well, your turn. That was such an exciting turn.
Man, these bleeds just will not go away.
I've gotten, what, 4 damage out of that?
Yeah. Super annoying.
Not terrible.
All right, I guess I'll do this to gain half the value. I won. Super fun. All right.
It's okay, the highest I rolled for that card was 3.
This doesn't do anything for me. I'm just going to re-roll it all.
Cool. Do you have any other sort of stories or little small comments about courage over comfort?
Would you get it as a tattoo on your body?
I actually might. I would consider that.
It's like a good reminder.
Yeah, maybe in like a different language.
Hmm.
But yeah, potentially. I'll get it as a tattoo.
Okay.
I mean, that's all I had for today.
I believe that's all I got too.
Well, thank you for joining me again today.
Yes, thank you for preparing for it. I hope you guys find value out of it. I guess we'll see. I'll probably die.
I mean, I'm very close behind you, so.
Yeah. Good game.
Okay.
And until next time.
Keep the dice rolling.
Bye, guys.
To get up and pause it.